Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I've never been one for posting my experiences online, but after what happened last week, I feel like I don't have a choice. I need to get this out of my head. Maybe someone will believe me. Maybe someone will know what I'm supposed to do next because I can't stop thinking about it. It all started when I went back to my hometown in New Mexico. I hadn't been there in years, but my parents still lived in the same house I grew up in, and guilt had been gnawing at me for avoiding them. It was a small, quiet desert town surrounded by endless stretches of wilderness. The kind of place where stories linger longer than the people who tell them. One evening during dinner, my dad mentioned the hiking trails we used to explore when I was a kid. He said they had been reopened recently and casually suggested I check them out. "But stick to the main paths," he warned. "A lot of strange stuff happens out there." I brushed it off as a typical small town superstition. Growing up, I had heard my fair share of stories about weird lights, unexplainable noises, and the ever popular skinwalker legend. It always felt like a scare tactic to keep kids from wandering too far. I had spent hours out there as a teenager and never saw anything unusual. So, the next evening, I grabbed a flashlight and headed out just before sunset. The trails were overgrown but still recognizable. The air was crisp, and the fading sunlight painted a horizon in warm shades of orange and pink. I took my time, letting nostalgia guide my steps until I reached a fork in the path I didn't recognize. One direction led uphill, towards the ridges overlooking the valley. The other curved downwards, following the sound of rushing water. The river wasn't on the original trail map, but the sound of water was strangely inviting. I figured it might be worth exploring. I turned my flashlight on, even though the fading twilight still offered some visibility, and started down the slope. The air grew colder and colder as I ventured to the river, and the trees became denser, their gnarled branches arching overhead like a tunnel. The sound of water grew louder, echoing off unseen rocks. Something about it felt off. The rushing water had an uneven cadence, like it was stuttering. My footsteps, too, seemed to echo strangely, just slightly out of sync with my movements, like something was walking a beat behind me. I kept stopping to listen, but every time I did, the forest fell completely silent. When I had reached the riverbank, the sight was both beautiful and eerie. The water reflected the pale moonlight, shimmering as it flowed over jagged stones. But the landscape didn't feel right. The trees along the bank seemed unnaturally twisted, their trunks warped as if they had been bent by unseen hands. The air smelled metallic, sharp, and out of place. That's when I noticed the tracks. They were in the mud near the edge of the river, huge, elongated prints. At first, they looked human, but something was off about their proportions. The toes were too long, the heel too narrow, and they sank deeper into the mud than any person's weight could justify. I crouched down to get a closer look, and that's when I heard it. A voice. My voice.
"Help me!"
It came from the other side of the river, low and rasping, but unmistakably my own. I froze, my heart hammering in my chest. It wasn't an echo. It wasn't the wind. It was me, calling out from somewhere in the trees.
"Help me!"
It said again, louder this time, a desperate, broken plea that sent chills down my spine. The flashlight trembled in my hand as I scanned the opposite bank, the beam cutting through the darkness. That's when I saw it. It was crouched near the water's edge, its pale, sagging skin catching the light. At first, I thought it was a man, but the longer I stared, the less human it became. Its limbs were unnaturally long, bent at strange angles like a marionette with tangled strings. Its head hung low, the face obscured by matted hair, but I could feel its eyes on me, black, soulless pits that seemed to drink in the light.
"Help me!"
it said again, but this time its mouth moved, and the words didn't match the sound. The voice was still mine, but the thing's lips jerked open and closed like a bad animatronic. The pauses between the words were wrong, fragmented, as if it was struggling to piece them together.
"Help me!"
it croaked again, dragging out the last syllable. It stood then, rising to its full impossible height. Its head nearly grazed the branches overhead. The skin around its joints cracked and stretched as it moved, like it was wearing a suit that didn't fit. I stumbled backwards, my foot catching on a root, and fell hard into the mud. The flashlight slipped from my grip, rolling a few feet away. In the chaos, I looked back across the river. But the thing was gone. My breath came in ragged gasps as I scrambled to my feet, searching the tree line with shaking hands. The forest was silent now. Even the sound of the water seemed muffled. Then I heard the crunch of gravel behind me. It was on my side of the river. I didn't look back. I couldn't. Every instinct in my body screamed at me to run, so I did. I tore through the trees, branches whipping at my face, the flashlight beam bouncing wildly ahead of me. Behind me, I heard it crashing through the underbrush, its movements uneven and wet, like something crawling and stumbling all at once. And then it began to mimic me. It called out my name over and over in my voice.
"Come back, please,"
it wailed.
"Wait for me."
The desperation in its tone was uncanny, like it was trying to crawl inside my head to make me feel sorry for it. I didn't know how I made it back to the main trail. I don't remember the details. I just remember the relief of seeing my car in the distance and the sheer terror of hearing its footsteps growing louder. I dove into the driver's seat, locking the doors and starting the engine in one motion. As I peeled out of the parking lot, I caught a glimpse of it in my rearview mirror. It was standing in the middle of the trail, its head tilted at an unnatural angle, watching me. Its mouth hung open, that horrible grin stretching wide across its face. And then it waved.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I don't know how I made it home that night. My hands were shaking so badly, I almost crashed twice. I spent the night sitting in the corner of my bedroom with the lights on, clutching a baseball bat like it would make a difference. The worst part came the next morning. When I opened my front door, my flashlight was lying on the porch. It was clean. I had seen it fall in the mud when I had tripped, rolling down the slope towards the riverbank. There was no way that it would have been here, clean, spotless, like it had never left my hand. I haven't gone back to the trail since, and I don't think I ever will. But sometimes, late at night, I hear something outside my window, a soft knock, followed by the sound of my own voice begging me to let it in. I didn't sleep much after that night. Even with the lights on, even with the bat clutched in my hand, I couldn't close my eyes without hearing that soft knock on the window or the distorted echoes of my own voice calling out to me. Every sound outside, branches brushing against the house, a coyote howling in the distance, set my nerves on edge. I started to question what was real and what was in my head, but I didn't dare look out the window. The knocking didn't come every night. Some nights were eerily quiet, which almost made it worse. At least with the knocks, I knew where it was, or thought I did. On the quiet nights, I could feel it watching me, its presence like an unseen weight pressing against the walls of the house. I kept every door locked, every curtain drawn, and the flashlight within arm's reach. It wasn't enough. 3 nights after my encounter, I woke up to something new. The sound of footsteps on the roof. Slow, deliberate footsteps, like someone or something was pacing back and forth. My bedroom is on the second floor, so it was right above me. The ceiling seemed to creak with every step, each one sending a chill down my spine. I gripped the bat tighter, my breath shallow, trying to convince myself it was just an animal. But deep down, I knew better.
"Let me in!"
The words were muffled, coming from somewhere above. It was my voice again, but weaker this time, like it was straining or dying. The footsteps stopped directly above my bed.
"Please, I'm cold."
It spoke again, but this time it wasn't just my voice. there was something else beneath it, like a guttural growl trying to mimic human speech. I clapped my hands over my ears and squeezed my eyes shut, willing it to stop, willing it to go away. The pacing resumed, faster now, erratic, like it was angry. And then it was gone. Morning brought no comfort. There was no signs of footprints on the roof, no damage, nothing to prove I wasn't losing my mind. But the smell, that metallic coppery tang, still lingered faintly in the air. It was the same smell as the river, the same smell that clung to the skinwalker. It was real, and it wasn't leaving. I thought about telling someone, but what would I even say? No one would believe me, not without seeing it for themselves. Even then, would they? I debated leaving town, driving as far away as I could, but I had this gnawing feeling that it wouldn't matter. It had found me once. It would find me again. That afternoon, I decided to confront it. Not because I was brave, but because I was desperate. I needed to know if it was real, if it was still watching me, or if I was losing my grip on reality. I waited until dusk, when the shadows were long and the air carried that faint metallic edge. I left the house with my flashlight and bat and started walking towards the river. The town was quiet as I made my way out to the trails. Too quiet. No dogs barking, no cars passing by, not even the faint hum of insects. Just my own footsteps crunching against the gravel. By the time I reached the trailhead, the sun had dipped below the horizon, leaving me alone in the dark with only my beam of my flashlight to guide me. As I moved deeper into the woods, the air grew colder, heavier, like the forest was holding its breath. I could feel it watching me, even before I saw it. My flashlight flickered as the sound of rushing water grew louder, and I knew I was close. But I wasn't prepared for what I saw when I reached the riverbank. It was standing in the middle of the water, partially submerged, its head tilted at an unnatural angle. The moonlight caught its pale, sagging skin, making it almost glow. Its eyes, black, endless pits, locked onto me as soon as I stepped into view. "Why?" I managed to choke out. My voice sounded small, pathetic even to me. "What do you want?" It didn't move at first. It just stared, its expression unreadable. Then it smiled. That same horrible, too wide grin that stretched its face like a rubber mask.
"You,"
it said, its voice layered and distorted, shifting between my own and something inhuman.
"You brought me here."
I don't remember running. I don't remember much at all after that. Just fragmented flashes of terror. The crashing sound of branches behind me, the flashlight flickering wildly as I sprinted down the trail. The growing realization that no matter how fast I ran, it was keeping pace, its footsteps uneven and wet, always just out of sight. When I finally broke out of the woods and into the edge of town, I felt like I had crossed an invisible boundary. The air felt lighter, cleaner, and the oppressive sense of being watched lifted, if only slightly. I didn't stop running until I'd reached the first lit building I could find, a gas station on the outskirts of town. The clerk gave me a strange look as I stumbled inside, gasping for breath, covered in sweat and dirt. I tried to explain what had happened, but the words wouldn't come. All I could manage was, "Please, don't let it in." I stayed there for 2 hours, too scared to leave, too scared to tell the full story. The clerk humored me, locking the doors and keeping an eye on the windows, though he clearly thought that I was crazy. At some point, I must have fallen asleep in one of the plastic chairs near the counter. When I woke up, the gas station was empty, the doors unlocked, the lights flickering. I was alone. and that metallic smell was back. The faint sound of footsteps echoing outside the door, slow and deliberate. I held my breath, praying it wouldn't come inside. And then the lights went out. If anyone had heard something like this, please let me know. I don't know how to make it stop, and I'm running out of places to hide.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I met Jake in my first year of high school and we hit it off so well. We stayed really good friends through the years and we stayed in contact even after graduation, once we both went to college. We would often hang out and do so many things together, as so many friends do. But there's one thing in particular that we both shared a common interest for, and we enjoyed it more than any other interest we had. That thing was hiking, which we would do every time that we had gotten a chance. We spent so many holiday breaks and vacations hiking at so many different places. Today was no different, and we couldn't help but lose ourselves in the vastness of the forest that we were now in. We had gone to a small town with an expansive countryside nearby. The countryside was a very well-lit forested area with hills, mountains, and different bodies of water throughout. Jake and I had came here for our next big hiking expedition, and we ended up going down a long dirt path which led us deeper and deeper into the area. But Jake had ran so far ahead of me that I was struggling to keep up.
"Jake, hold on!"
I yelled. But he just kept running, and I got no response from him at all. I thought it was strange considering he normally would, and it wasn't common for him to run like that. Normally, we would just walk through the area and take our time as we paced ourselves while we enjoyed the view. But I figured that maybe he just didn't hear me, and was just so excited about this particular expedition that he didn't realize he had let me bite the dust behind him. I was a little annoyed, but I could see that he went straight, so I just went in the same direction, hoping that he didn't get too far ahead. Eventually, I could barely make out the clearing at the end of the path. As I got closer, I noticed Jake standing in right at the edge of the lake, with at least a dozen other people inside the tiny body of water. "Hey, Jake," I yelled. But once again, he didn't respond at all, and he wasn't moving either. I couldn't see his face, but I could tell that he was looking out into the water and figured he must be mesmerized by the sight. The lake was rather beautiful considering the area it was in. But I was still concerned about the fact that Jake hadn't responded to any of my inquiries within the last few minutes, and I didn't know who any of the people in the lake were. They were staring directly at Jake, and they were just as motionless as Jake was as they floated in the water. Jake, what's going on? I tried to calm my nerves with some rationality, thinking that maybe Jake or the swimmers had somehow challenged each other in a game or in some other form. But that just seemed too strange considering that I didn't recognize any of the people in the water, and I assumed I would if they were Jake's friends. It was certainly possible that maybe they had just met, but Jake wasn't that charismatic that he could just suddenly make friends or acquaintances with the whole group of people in a span of a few minutes. On top of that, there was something very odd about the way they were looking at one another and the fact that they hadn't moved at all. It was looking very unnatural all around, and so I decided to approach with caution as I was worried about the whole situation. But as I got about halfway there, I noticed that the swimmers had brought up their arms out of the water and held them towards him for some reason. Then Jake came crashing into the lake towards these people. The water splashed so much that I couldn't see the other people in the lake for a moment. But after the water had settled, I couldn't see anybody at all. Neither Jake nor any of the other people could be seen, as I assumed they were now all underwater. I assumed it was probably just some college kid shenanigans that Jake and these people were pulling, so I just waited on land. I figured they'd probably come out of the water in a few minutes anyways. But a few minutes passed, and I still didn't see anyone. Now I was getting increasingly more worried, and I tried to calm my nerves once again as I waited for another minute or two. But those 1 or 2 minutes passed, and they still hadn't come up from the water, and I went into full panic mode, thinking that they may have all drowned. I pulled out my phone and called 911 and explained to them the situation, and I waited for them to arrive. It took them a while, but when they got there, they immediately started searching the lake. But that search went on for a while with nothing to show for it. They hadn't found Jake or anybody else in there, and there was no trace of them either. They continued to search, but after it failed, they had to give it up and cut the loss. It was a big news story for a few days, but it was forgotten in a short time. But I never forgot it, and I never could, even if I wanted to, considering the strangeness of the event. How they could just disappear without me seeing them? How could they have seemingly been underwater and never shown up again? For a while, I thought maybe that Jake would just come up to me one day and say that it was all just a horrible prank. I wanted to think that maybe they had just swam off to the other side of the lake and gotten out without me knowing it. But I never saw Jake or any of the others again. After the event happened, I did some research and asked around the particular area about anything they'd known about that particular lake. They said that there have been an old urban legend about the lake and strange figures living inside of it. The legend was that these figures would attract and beacon people towards the lake, eventually getting them into the water before they just vanished. What happens to them is unknown, and there are varying theories as to where they go. Supposedly, there had even been some other hikers who had gone missing in that same area, and that other people had seen some strange figures in that water. If you would have told me something like this a year ago, I would have just laughed. But I don't laugh at these kinds of tales anymore after what happened to Jake. These days, I've stopped hiking completely, and I never wish to do it again.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm currently in an immense amount of pain as I write this. My leg is stuck in a bear trap, and the trap's teeth are digging into my shin. This is the most intense pain I had ever experienced in my life. I may never be able to use my leg again, but that's currently the least of my concerns. I left my apartment around 10 p.m. I just moved in here and hadn't yet explored the woods. I'm the type of guy who really enjoys night walks, so I took my flashlight and pocket knife and headed out. Around 45 minutes into my walk, the trail that I was on theoretically ended. The reason I say theoretically is because there was a private property do not enter sign. Who in the world has a private property 2 miles deep into the woods? I have to be completely honest when I say this. I make risky and stupid decisions sometimes. Growing up, my friends and I would sneak into all kinds of private properties, whether it was old factories, schools, malls, or things of that nature. Seeing as I thought this was just a piece of land deep in the woods, I honestly continued without any hesitation. I walked for what must have been about 15 more minutes when, all of a sudden, I reached a clearing. The grass was tall and thick, growing up to my waist. It had clearly not been cut in years. As I shone my flashlight around the clearing, I noticed a small path that had been trotted through the grass. When I raised my flashlight to see where the path led, I illuminated a small cabin. The cabin was barely visible since I was about 75 yards away and my flashlight is pretty weak. Why in the world would someone build a cabin all the way out here? At this point, I had two options. I could either walk towards the small cabin to see what was inside, or I could have turned back. After walking for what now like an hour, I decided there was no way in hell I was going to leave without checking out that cabin. I started walking towards the cabin through the path when, all of a sudden, my phone received an Amber Alert. The high-pitched screech startled me, and I stopped in my tracks. The alert rang out for about 3 seconds until I was finally able to silence it. Even though the sound had ceased, my heart was racing a mile a minute. At this point, I was about 15 yards away from the cabin and just standing still when, all of a sudden, the lights turned on inside. My stomach filled with dread. Who the hell was living in a cabin in the middle of these woods? After freezing for a couple of seconds, I came to my senses and decided that I needed to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible. I jogged through the tall grass, focused only on getting out of the clearing. I did not want to have an uncomfortable conversation with whoever I had just woken up in that cabin. With all the adrenaline running through my body, I must have missed what was on the ground right in front of me. With one big stride, my left leg landed on a metal bear trap. The teeth of the trap clamped down on my leg. I immediately fell to the ground in pain, my left leg stuck in the trap. I couldn't comprehend what had just happened to me. I let out a cry, but immediately silenced myself. Who the hell puts bear traps around their home? I'm in an immense amount of pain, lying on the ground with tears in my eyes as I write this on my phone. The lights in the cabin have been turned off again, but I'm scared that I can't hold back the pain much longer. Should I ask the person in the cabin for help? But who the hell keeps bear traps around their cabin? As I look around the ground near me, I noticed at least 5 more bear traps in close proximity. I must have been incredibly lucky while walking up to the cabin. If anyone has any advice, please help me. I'm in immense pain, and I don't know what to do.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.